Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Earthquake Bird by Susannah Jones, published by Mysterious Press in 2001. Today is all about alienation, guilt, and sensuality. Lucy is a British expat in Japan. She likes the anonymity of Tokyo and the vast distance between herself and her family and her past. The book begins with Lucy's interview with police. Two people are missing. Her lover and a fellow Brit, a woman named Lily, have both disappeared, and a Caucasian woman's torso has been found in Tokyo Bay, and the police are pointing the finger at Lucy. Lucy was the last person seen with Lily, and a witness claims to have seen them arguing in the street. Lucy met her now missing lover Teji on the streets of Tokyo. She interrupted him photographing puddles and they fell into bed together. This turned into a strange, obsessive relationship based around sex and photos. Lucy had little patience for the newly arrived Lily when they first met. Lily had come to Japan ill-prepared, escaping a violent ex-boyfriend and with no language skills. Lucy reluctantly helps Lily find an apartment and Lily clings to her, but they form a tenuous friendship. Lucy plans an ill-fated visit to Sado Island with Lily and Teji. This was designed as a farewell trip for Lily, who had decided to return to the UK, and a last-ditched attempt to rekindle her affair with Teji, who was drifting out of her life. But the holiday plans don't turn out quite as Lucy hoped. Now from her police cell, Lucy reminisces about her past, and little by little, the deaths surrounding Lucy's life are revealed, and her role in each event. Although Lucy doesn't mention any of this to the police. And this begs the question, is Lucy actually a serial killer, quietly going about her business without ever raising suspicion? Well, until now. And has she finally made a mistake? Now, The Earthquake Bird is a sparse but beautifully written book about alienation and guilt. Lucy has run from her past in Britain and likes the anonymity of Japan. But somewhere in the background, she still craves the contact of other people. But she wrestles with her dark past and whether she can be trusted or whether she's cursed with death. Disconcertingly, Lucy sometimes refers to herself in the third person, which is always a red flag. I wondered whether Lucy was on the autism spectrum or dealing with some kind of post-traumatic stress disorder. But this book was a fascinating character study. Lucy obsesses over Teji and his photographs, including a pile of photos of an ex-lover. She looks down her nose at Lily, who reminds her of their shared past in Yorkshire. And yet Lily, with her homesickness and initial fear in a new country, seems completely normal when compared to Lucy. Now, this is not your average murder mystery where you follow the police to find the murderer. The Earthquake Bird follows Lucy as she tells her story. And as the reader flips between the past and recent events, and as her secrets are revealed, the tension builds quietly. Could Lucy have killed her lover and Lily? Or has she just convinced herself? So if you like disconnectedness, character studies, sparse writing and Japanese culture, I highly recommend The Earthquake Bird by Susannah Jones. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.